I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Several lawmakers are pushing for more construction jobs to the state. A House plan would award tax credits to companies that have put up new buildings or improve existing ones. The idea is to tap into the local workforce. Tyler Deers is with the Illinois Chamber of Commerce. He says more needs to be done.
A fresh approach is needed for economic development in this state. It's not very often that business and labor can come together on an issue, but when we do, we can achieve great things.
The tax incentives are similar to the current EDGE program, which is meant to encourage long-term job creation and investment in buildings and equipment. Advocates say the new plan would focus on the construction jobs created during those building projects. Meanwhile, lawmakers are considering combining police and firefighter pensions into one fund to save local governments money. Susan Stevens has more.
The bill sitting in committee would create a single fund and board for all police and fire pensions in downstate communities. Mark Fowler is the executive director of the nonprofit Northwest Municipal Conference. He says it's expensive for each pension board to have separate local trustees and employees. Plus, he says the larger combined fund could lead to better investment opportunities. Expect some pushback to the proposal. The head of the Associated Firefighters of Illinois says local boards are more personal and efficient when reviewing applications. And a leader in the Fraternal Order of Police says it makes more sense for lawmakers to remove some regulations and hurdles if they want to make the pension systems more efficient. I'm Susan Stevens.
A medical examiner determined a woman armed with a knife along a Chicago area interstate was shot three times by an Elgin police officer. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office reports DeCynthia Clements was shot twice in the head and once in the chest on March 12th. The report says none of the shots were from close range. The medical examiner also found Clements had cocaine in her bloodstream. Police say the officer fired at the 34-year-old Elgin woman after an hour-long standoff on I-90, during which she set her vehicle on fire. Officers were prepared with stun guns and rubber bullets. Lieutenant Christian Jensen, who fired his gun, is on administrative leave as state police investigate the shooting. And students applying for admission to U of I Urbana-Champaign soon will be able to self-report their standardized test scores. The school announced it will allow students applying as new freshmen for the fall 2019 semester to send their scores themselves instead of requiring them to come from the testing agency. This is Illinois News.
This is your NPR station, WSIU. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Carbondale police have identified the person who died after being hit by a train early Sunday morning. Officers say 20-year-old Aaron Banez of Chicago, a student at SIUC, was hit along the overpass at East Pleasant Hill Road. That area is not a railroad crossing. Police were called out around 4:30 Sunday morning. Witnesses say Banez was walking along the tracks when the northbound freight train came through. On the final day of Child Abuse Prevention Month, the Pichard Foundation doled out $100,000 in grant funds. The money went to 30 Southern Illinois agencies serving abused and neglected children. Glenn Pichard says the foundation that bears his name wants agencies to use the funds to help normalize a child's life.
Many of the things you heard here today were things that are activity-oriented ways that they're going to use this funds.
Lindsay Bowman with Knights Shield Children's Crisis Shelter in West Frankfort says they want kids to be able to do things most children take for granted.
We will still be able to provide normalcy through going to the movies or going out to eat or doing birthday parties or, you know, doing those little extra things that maybe they've never gotten to do before.
Bowman says Knights Shield used to be an emergency shelter for kids in DCFS care. Starting in January, they launched a new program that focuses more on preventing child abuse. She says so far they've helped 34 children under the new program. I'm Jennifer Fuller.